This is KCUR. The Missouri State Capitol building in Jefferson City is like an art museum unto itself, with its famous murals by Thomas Hart Benton and dramatic bronze statues everywhere you turn. But when it comes to public funding for the arts, that's at the bottom of the priority list for state politicians. This week, more than 100 arts advocates from all across the state traveled to Jefferson City to try to change that. KCUR's C.J. Janovy rode along and filed this report.
It's still dark as everyone boards the bus in front of the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. There's about 30 people from groups around town. The trip was put together by Arts KC, a big umbrella group for the city's arts organizations.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As the bus pulls out and sun rises over downtown, Kathleen Daly of Arts KC explains how the day is going to work.
You will find a packet of information.
They're asking for a few things, but here's the big one. Long story short, Missouri charges a tax on the salaries of pro athletes and entertainers who come to the state to play. The way Harlan Brownlee of Arts KC explains it, 60% of that tax is supposed to go to the arts organizations around the state.
And right now, that tax is collecting about $30 million a year. By statute, about $21 million of that should be going to the Missouri Arts Council, and that's not happening.
Instead of $21 million like they're supposed to be getting, arts organizations are only getting around $5 million. It turns out legislators can use that money for other things, which they've been doing for all these years of tight budgets. Among other things, all of the arts advocates here today want at least some of their money back. Before they go talk to lawmakers, they fill up on pizza for lunch in an alcove while a brass quartet from the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance plays a concert in the rotunda. Brownlee's first visit is to Senator Paul Lavoda, a Democrat from Independence. He's been a state legislator for a dozen years. He's a big, friendly guy wearing a bright pink tie.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
how are you? What's going on?
When Brownlee starts talking about adding millions of dollars back to the arts, Lavoda has what sounds like a standard reply.
We're not fully funding our education. We're not able to fund things for law enforcement. Roads are going to be in jeopardy.
Right.
And it all goes back to really bad tax policies going on.
It quickly turns into what he calls his soapbox. Down the hall and across the political aisle at Senator Ryan Silvey's office, it's the same story.
You know, it's difficult because of just overall budget constraints, and there are a number of other priorities that we are trying to...
Debriefing in the hall, Brownlee says he understands the problem. The state doesn't have enough revenues, but still...
We've, for a long time, been willing to... take the cuts in that statute, and we should not be willing to accept that.
The thing is, the arts industry in Missouri actually brings in a lot of money. The arts crowd wants the same respect as big business gets, says Arts KC's Kathleen Daly.
Well, the arts bring in $43 million in tax revenue to the state, and they should be considering not only the economic benefits that come with that, but the long-term benefits that come to creating a better community.
At the end of the day, everyone climbs on the bus back to Kansas City. They crack open a bottle of champagne.
All right, Kansas City.
They deserve a drink after a long day at the state capitol, but they know they need to make a better case and make it more often. If they want more public funding, arts leaders are going to have to get more political. CJ Janovy, KCUR News.